A lot to cover any given week, and we always have a chance to talk to our good friends at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce because they've got a lot of things going on. And as I was just talking in the break for a moment, it gets tougher. I mean, whether it's inflation or regulations or the cost of hiring somebody or capital investment, I mean, being in business, you're either brave or not too bright. Maybe both. I mean, it takes a lot. I'll just say that. For the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it's the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Amanda Toy with me. She is the Vice President of Membership and Partnerships for the Michigan Chamber. Amanda, glad to have you back.
Thank you, Steve. Good to see you.
Good to see you. So you've got a brand new product you want to talk about with us here. Tell us what you've got.
We do. We represent Michigan businesses, right? And it's not just the advocacy side that we are so proud to be number one at year over year, but it's all these products and services that employers of small and large businesses need. And, you know, my hat's off to human resources managers, of VPs that hire and fire and have disciplinary actions under their belt, and small owners who are doing this all on their own. So recently, over the last few months, we've had a lot of calls on all the new employment law regulation, and we offer two different publications. The new one is the Model Employee Handbook. And in short, Steve, what that is it is a nice, clear, concise 20-page digital document that has all the necessary clauses that an employer would put in that employee handbook. And again, there's so many documents. The easiest way to think about an employee handbook is that document that you have all your new employees sign, learn, agree to about what the rules are at your organization, what the expectations are, to make sure that everybody's on the same plate.
So basically, it's your guidebook for being an employee of whatever company you're with. Here are the rules. Here are the do's, the don'ts, and it's right there that you can put it right into the business owner's hands? Is that what I'm to understand?
Absolutely. They get it as soon as they purchase it. And, you know, one of the benefits is our wonderful partners, Butzel Law Firm here in Michigan, great firm. We partnered with their employment law team to create this document. So it's vetted by the experts. They're doing a complimentary webinar to not only explain this document live to anyone who purchases it in advance of the June 5th webinar, but also to be able to have some back and forth Q&A. You know, we know it's a journey to hire an employment law attorney and to be able to retain them. This is a great opportunity. If a business doesn't have someone already or just wants to look at this publication, they can get it in advance, take a look at it, compare it to their current handbook, which all employers have, right? To make sure that there's clarity, they can do a cross check on theirs, and they might come up with some questions. And it's a complimentary way for them to be able to actually ask the author on that June 5th webinar what their questions are.
You know, not everybody has a handbook. And I'll tell you that they don't. And this is what I never used to call it this. This is the term for it now, is onboarding an employee. Here are the rules, here are the hours, here are the expectations, right? It's onboarding an employee, which is basically, if you will, educating them about your company. Here are the expectations. Here's our goal. Here's our mission statement, whatever it may be, right? Because if you're going to work in, and it doesn't matter if it's a small one or two employee company or a company with 3,000 or 4,000 employees, whatever it might be, here's what our expectations are. Here's what we're trying to accomplish with this company. Here's who we are as a culture. All of these things could be included. Am I understanding that correctly?
Absolutely. And it's not just for onboarding too, Steve, although that's vital for an organization. You know, unfortunately, sometimes we have to have disciplinary action when our employees aren't abiding by what the culture and the rules are. And this is a great document to be able to point back to so that we are having concrete explanations and everyone's on the same page from day one. And it just makes it easier to have some of those tough conversations. And again, this is a document that will help you make sure that the verbiage as an employer that you have in your handbook is accurate, is most up to date on the trends that are going on here in Michigan with employment. And again, having access to that attorney on the June 5th webinar.
Absolutely. You know, in fact, Amanda, I've written myself up twice already this week. Thankfully, it's Friday. I'm going to make my way through the week, but I've written myself up twice for bad behavior. Anyhow.
Well, it's good to be honest.
Well, you know. When it comes to, it's like having an HR department in your hand is what it sounds like to me. It's like having, okay, we've got a problem. Onboarding's good. We've got a problem here with an employee who's done some things that we don't like. It's in the handbook. You can't do it. So write up warning, write up termination. Because those things happen. Yeah. We get that. So, it's not a pleasant day at the office, but those things do happen sometimes, don't they?
They do. And unfortunately, it's a lot more complicated than that. And the disclaimer, the asterisk is you need to consult your employment law attorney. It's more than just the 20-page handbook. But this is a great guide to get these employers on the right route to make sure it is up to date. You know, a lot of our employers probably wrote these 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, and it's a very affordable way to do a cross check to make sure that you are setting yourself up for success.
All right. And so again, you get it in advance. When's the seminar? When's the webinar? Excuse me.
Yep. It is at noon on June 5th. So if they purchase it on the michamber.com website under the services and savings employment law tab, or they can just call the chamber and we'll help them get it in their hands. They get to get a free registration to the Zoom webinar with the attorney, Brett Miller from Butzel, who actually is the lead author of this publication.
So that's important. That's really good stuff there, Amanda. I mean, that is really good stuff that I think people need, because look, people are worried about their business, making a sale, taking other, and then something like this happens and they're unprepared. And this is critical to make sure people are just prepared for whatever might happen. I'll give you the last word on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's even a promo code if they jump over to the Michigan Chamber's website. It's MEH2024. They get $10 off if they purchase it by the end of the month. My name's Amanda. Give me a call. Happy to help any employer. But our job is to ensure a stronger Michigan here in the state to make sure that, our businesses are successful. And when they are, of course, the whole state can be successful. So happy
Absolutely.
To provide this product to employers.
Amanda Toy, she is the Vice President of Membership and Partnerships from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. If you are a business owner and are not a member of the Michigan Chamber, look, it's things just like this handbook that make it so valuable, which is why Ivy and I have been members of the Chamber for years and years now. Couldn't even tell you long, more than 10 years, for these very reasons. Amanda, thank you. It's michamber.com to find out more. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Michamber.com to find out more. Look, onboarding, discipline, termination. If you're a business owner, you're going to deal with all these things at some point. I'm thinking about terminating myself today, in fact. I think I'm going to have myself fired and take the rest of the year off. What do you think, Anthony? Good idea or bad? Okay, I guess I'm working. How about this? Let's talk about elections for just 1 second. Election officials are dedicated friends and neighbors who keep Michigan's elections safe and secure. They ensure votes are counted accurately through public testing of voting machines, confirming voter eligibility, and so much more. Learn more at MISecureElections.com. MISecureElections.com. Boy, it sure does feel like Friday. I've got some cleanup in aisle 3 when I come back. In the meantime, you can check out SteveGruber.com. Remember to follow me on X, Facebook, Truth Social, Getter, any place at all. All right? Any place at all. All those social media places that we work hard for you. You should take advantage of it. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
To somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects
like
solar.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep. We're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth Team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.